Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Seif Aleph Beis and Gimel, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Seder Kriyas HaTorah, Uvir Chasel. The order of Kriyas HaTorah and the brachas we recite, Seif Aleph, B'makom shenohagu sheha oila atzmo korei b'kol ram, in a place where the minig is that the one who gets the aliyah actually reads from the Torah in a loud voice, if he did not prepare 2-3 times in advance, alone, he can't go up. You can't go up there to read from the Torah if you didn't prepare. The Ramah adds, but if you have a place where there's a designated chazan or bakayre, then he has to prepare in advance. If he did not prepare, he does not go up. Hainu. Even though they called him to go up. The Gemara Brocha says in Perakaroya, there are three things that can shorten a person's life. The Echanahem, one of them is they call him up to read from the Sefer Torah, and he doesn't. Because the Torah gives long life. And if a person rejects, so to speak, in Chas V'Shalom, the reverse comes through. So, even though it could Chas V'Shalom Mekatsu Yamav, Hachaloyal, he still has to decline. Shetzorach Metchilu Sader Beino Lebein Atzmo, because a prerequisite to read from the Torah is to prepare to himself. V'Asmechu Chacham Akro, the Chachamim rely on the Posik Dechsev, that there was a preparation and examination in advance beforehand. So we want that whoever's going to read from the Torah makes adequate preparation. If you have a designated Balkaire, then he has to appear. Ubidiyavet, in ancient basic knesses, Misha Sidur, Asmavitchil, what happens with the Evet? There's no one in Shul prepared. The regular Balkaire didn't show up, no one's prepared. But in order to prevent a bittul of kriya b'tzibur, the minig is to be lenient, that will call up someone to lane who knows how to follow the trop, even if he didn't prepare in advance. And we'll help him along. We'll read quietly from a chumash or a siddur, prompting him. Later, we write about this, and essentially what Mr. Bur writes is that whoever is reading from the Chumash has to do it quietly. Whoever is reading the Chumash should just be listened, only the Balkari should hear. Sifkan Gimel Techila, we want to prepare in advance. Ideally, the best way to do the mitzvah, Shagam Ha'oleh Yisad Techila Beino Lebein Atzmo. The one who gets the aliyah should also prepare himself in advance. If he does shnai mikra and echer targum before Shabbos, erev Shabbos, it's shnai mikra, that's enough. That's considered the calculation of preparing, that he does shnai mikra in advance. If you take a look in Shart Siyun Beis, Balkain Toiv, therefore it's a good thing. Erev Shabbos, Yikra Shnai Mikvei Chatagim. Erev Shabbos, you should do your Shnai Mikvei Chatagim. Pen Yekula Machalos, you might get called up for laning. There are a lot of people who wait for Shabbos morning or during laning to do Shnai Mikra. Ideally, you should be done Shnai Mikra before Kriyas HaTorah. And that way, if you get called up, you hopefully have some knowledge of what they're reading and how to read it. Se'if Beis. Misha Eni Yodei Likrois. A person who cannot read from the Torah. We should protest and make sure that he does not get called to the Torah. But let's say you need him. He doesn't know how to read, but you need him. Why do you need him? He's the Kohen, O Levi, or the Levi. There is no other Levi, there is no other Kohen. If when the Balkari reads word for word, he knows how to repeat them, he can go up and take the aliyah. V'mlav, he cannot repeat after me, so to speak, he can't follow, loyal, he should not get the aliyah. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkan Dal, Serach Limchos, V'chulu. The Mechaber says we should protest. We should not allow someone to get an Aliyah if he cannot read. Mitoch Divya Mechaber Mucha, from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear. Tafilim Yachal Ikros, Im Hashliach Tzibur Mila B'Mila, Mitoch Iksav, that even though he can follow along with the Baal Koreh, word for word, from the Ksav, Gam can aim the Kursa, we shouldn't call him up. Kim Shiachal Ikol Acher, because there's someone else who you can call up. But the tour laid on Kufa Malaf, and the tshuva of the Rosh brought in Beis Yosef there. Mashma the Yesh Nehokam implies that one could be lenient if they know how to follow along. But especially if you mash a custom of Siv Gimel, based on what we're going to write in Siv Gimel, the Shem Aril Ne Maril, Bavadi and Hachem is that we're not going to machma this at all. But without the Maril, the Mechaber's position is only the Kohen and Levi we're going to make an exception for. But otherwise, we're not going to make an exception. Sifka and Hey, Lo Ya'aleh, he should not take the Aliyah if he cannot follow prompts. If he should also liko, Safilo Osaka Shlom and Ksav. Because if he can't read from the Ksav, then he's essentially reading by heart, and you're not allowed to read even one letter by heart. Vayana Kamam, Besif Gilma, Godim, and again, Hakam Chogavni. If you look later in Sif Gilma, we'll see that our minhag is to be lenient under any circumstance. But the Mechaber's approach is a very hard line, that if you can't read inside, even when, forget it, you can't get there.
Does it mean he has to read along with the Baal Koreh, or does that mean he just has to have the ability to
read? He has to read along with him. And that's what we're going to change in Sif Gimel. But that's right now what this is Mahalach. Sif Gimel. Afilu Rosh HaKnesses. Even the leader of the congregation. I'm assuming this does not mean the Rav. I suspect it means the president. I don't know. Ochazen, or the cantor, Bal Kaire, Lo Yikra Acheyomer Lo Kira. He does not take an aliyah until he's called for the aliyah. V'nogu Shashiach Tzibu K'sharotz Mevorach V'kar B'lin Tils Rishos. The minig is that the Bal Kaire, if he wants to take the aliyah, he can, without being summoned. Because essentially, when they appointed him to be the Shliach Tzibur, they basically gave him permission to take any aliyah he prefers. However, the Mor says, "V'naseilu elu einogin." That is not the practice where we live in our countries. We don't do that. The Chazan does not take an aliyah until he is summoned by the Gavai to take the aliyah. Again, the switching off between Shliach Tzibur and Chazan. I'm assuming the Chazan of the Ramo is the same as the Sheikh Sibur and the Mechaber. Avol ein karen lo b'shmo, kmo shar ha'olem. However, when the Sheikh Sibur takes the Aliyah, we won't call him up by name like the others who get Aliyahs. Shekar son b'shmo, ploni bar ploni, we call everyone else up, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Since he's standing right there, we will forego the name. Umisha aviv mumer, lavot z'chavim. If someone's father abandoned Judaism and he adopted another religion, he became an idolater. When he gets called to the Torah, we skip his father. We call him by his name, the son of his grandfather. We're not going to call him by his name alone. That's a public embarrassment. Everyone else gets called up the son of so-and-so, and he's not. So he's also called up the son of so-and-so, but we don't mention his father. We mention his grandfather. This is in a case when he never got an aliyah with his father's name. But if he grew up in this town, he's been called by this name, his regular name, his birth name, with his father's name for years. Then his father goes off the derech and becomes an avodah zarah. We'll continue to call him by his father's name, the way he's been accustomed to. Not to cause an embarrassment. So essentially, if when he first gets called up, he's already called up by his grandfather's name, that's what we're going to do. We'll establish it like that. But if he's been called up by his father's name for years, we're not going to change later. Also, sometimes there's a concern that we don't want to antagonize the mummer. He could cause problems for us. So we'll continue to call the son by that name. Va'asufi ushtuki. In Asufi and Shtuki, we will call up by his name and his grandfather on his mother's side, his maternal grandfather. these are cases when we don't know who the father is. Now, Vasufi, usually from the Gemara and Halacha later on, Evanesa, we don't know either parent who they are. So the Mishnah points out it has to be a case when we do know the mother came and identified, I am the mother of the child. But we don't know the father. Shtuki, we never know the father. So we know the mother. So we'll call him by the grandfather's name on the mother's side. If that's not known, so we'll call him the son of Avraham, Kamola Ger, the same way we do for a convert. The Mechaber goes on, Suma Eina Kaire, a blind person doesn't get an aliyah, because he can't read. It's usher to read even one word, Baal Peh. It's written in the Torah, you have to read it from the Ksav, and assume is incapable of doing that. However, the Ramah says, Maril Kasav, the Ash of Kari Suma, today, we do call a Suma for an Aliyah. Commercial item, Makin the Torah, it's the same way we give an Aliyah to an Amaritz. The Maril said, we're not going to be Makbid on this point. We're not going to insist that the one who gets the Aliyah reads along. And therefore, we can't call up a Suma, we can call up an Amaritz, and we're going to be lenient with people who cannot read, and we'll still give them Aliyahs. Everyone who gets an aliyah has to be called up, even prominent individuals in the congregation. The kolosh get adam to almond, certainly regular people. But Tom, the reason why we call up people by name, to just walk up and take an aliyah is improper. You can't just take honor for yourself. And in addition, the lesali and suya, we don't want to cause disagreement. Everyone's going to want to take the aliyahs. So there's a system and an order, and the Gabi calls them up. Sivkan Zayim, Mishum Dehavi V'chulu. The Shliach Tzibur can take an aliyah whenever he wants, because it's assumed that his appointment allows him that liberty to take the aliyah he wants. Shi'ur HaLoshen Kenu, what it should say is as follows. Mishum Dehavi Ki'ilu Hirshua Kach Mishal Shemenul Shliach Tzibur. It's as if he was given permission to do so from the time he was appointed Balkar. In the Beis Yosef, it's even more clarified. The kivan the achshav no hagen. Since today the minig is that the balkari reads in place of the one who gets the aliyah. It came kivan shirshul yoshiach sibur. So since we gave him permission to lane, how yoshul the kos b'tur. So he has permission to read. So why would we be upset if he makes the brachas too? Anyway, he's reading it. Sifkan Ches, Ein Kern Lo Bishmo. In our Medinas, everyone gets called up, but we won't call the Balkari by name, because he's standing right there. Sifkan Teshul Vaisho Birabim. If a person's father is a Mummer, so we don't call him by his father's name, we call him by his grandfather's name. But if he was accustomed to be called by his father's name, then we'll continue to do so in order not to embarrass him. However, even though we're mentioning the father, who's a mummer, we really shouldn't mention it, but we're going to mention it not to embarrass the one who gets the aliyah. We're not going to give any titles to the father, the mummer. We're not going to call him chaver, or mareinu. We're not going to say false. We'll actually try to say it quickly that people won't realize that they said it. The Dav Kabos here, this concern is in the city where everyone knows the father is a mummer. As Rama writes, Avon Bali Iracheres, but if he goes to a different town, the Sholosor Skan Ech Nikola Torah, and then he asks how to get called up, Yomer Shem Aviyav, he should tell him straight out his grandfather's name. So straight his grandfather's name, he shouldn't mention his father. Now, the notes on the sides, what do you do if the grandfather's also a mummer? What if the father and grandfather are both mummer? So the Prima Godam clears, do you call him by the Elta Zeidu or maybe not? We don't find that we should do that. We don't find that we go that far back. Sifkan Yud, B'shem Avi Imo. If we don't know who the father is, we call the child by his maternal grandfather. Umari Shabos Achas Kodim Shenesef Menashuk V'Amar Shehi Imo. The case of Asufi has to be where a woman shows up before he's taken from the street and says, I am the mother of this child, and you can identify the mother. The Taz is of the view that he should be called up Ben Avraham. Chayodim says that's more proper. If we have no idea who is the grandfather. How to call him up? So then we're going to call him up Ben Avram. Shem Avi Imo. We don't know the maternal grandfather. So B'Shem Ben Avraham. We'll call him Ben Avraham. Hashem HaKasuv, like it says in Pasuk, Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha, I've made you the father of a multitude of nations. Sivkan Yud Beis, the Achshav Kore Suma. The Maharil says that today we do give aliyahs to people who can't read. We'll give an aliyah to someone who is blind. The time, what's the reason? The Kim in Shananog and Shashliach Sibir Kore, since our practice is that the Balkari reads. And he is reading from the parchment. He's reading, he's not Balpah. Shuvlo Kaptin and Al Ha'ola. We're not going to worry about and not be particular about the one against the Aliyah. The Shomea Ka'ina. Because when he listens, it's as if he's doing it himself. The same way, like Megillas Esther. You have to be lame from the Ksav, and everyone listens. And we're used to that way, even if you don't have a Megillah in front of you. So too, he's listening, and that's Ke'ilu, he does it. And even the Mechaber didn't hold this way, but that's the Ma'aril, the Ma'aril brings, that's what we saw, that's what we rely on. So if God, you give him a Kamosha, Anu, V'chulu, and this is why we give Aliyahs to Amaratzim. What's the law meaning to say? We are lenient to give aliyahs to people who cannot read along the Shechsiva word for word from the parchment. The allowance must be for the reason we said before, because of Shemei Ka'ayin, and the Shechsiva is reading from the Ksav. For Adin Basuma, it's the same thing with someone who's blind. Uladina, Lahalocha, Kvar Kasu Achoinim, Durhaka, Lahaka, Kamaril. The Achronim write that the meaning is to make alike the Maharil. Kolmokom Pashas Parah Pashas Zohar. When it comes to Pashas Parah and Zohar, Nachon Sholikurasa Nachachila. It is proper not to call these people who cannot read along Lachachila. For those Aliyahs, we want someone Lachachila who could read along like the Mechaber would require. So people sometimes say, hey, you know, you're giving these aliyahs, they're not following along. We're supposed to read along with the Bashir Sibur, and they're not reading along. Some of them don't know how to read along. They just stand there. So, halacha, that's this halacha. That's this halacha that we do give aliyahs to people. And we're not giving them parah, we're not giving them zohar. But lemaisa, that is the halacha that we follow, that we would give an aliyah. So we're not makbid that they should. But if they don't do it, we'll say that there's a Shemei Ka'ayna component.